Yeah, you know, we can do the schematics thing, David, in terms of where we're at the end of the year. I mean, a year ago, we had to win those last two games, and we had to have other people lose games for us to go, and we didn't. This year, we were in control of that situation the last two games after having all the ups and downs of our season and fighting adversity and fighting injuries. We were still in a position the last two games to win it. So that is a little bit different to me. But as far as taking steps, yes, we are. Okay, and we're on that road. Like I said to you about my experience with the Atlanta Falcons, it's about key players. It's about playmakers. And my job as a general manager involved with personnel is to find those guys so that we can make that flip. So I do feel like we're closer because we have spent a lot of time and energy in terms of improving our overall weapons and offensive talent. We've got to do the same on defense. I still feel good about players such as Lance Briggs. You know, Lance battled back. You know, I don't know what his healthy percentage was, but that was a long time off. And he came back, and both Mark and I just commented about, you know, that guy still has the magical burst that you have to have and power and toughness. The guy's a hitter. You know, he plays the game at a different level. He was at a Pro Bowl level until he got hurt. And even after he came back, he doesn't miss those elements. We got to fill in around him. We have to find playmakers, not only guys that can get their hands on the ball, but guys that cause that ball to float in the air or knock it or strip it from the quarterback. I'll give you the answer to that in a couple different ways. Shea was brought in, and I said this last spring when I was asked about what do I expect out of him in terms of, you know, I want him to improve. He was brought in to the Chicago Bears to be a rotational complementary pass rusher. The whole idea and thoughts behind Shea is the high end of the athleticism he has and his speed to handle the quarterbacks that we face and the mobility that they have. The role model with some of the players that Lovie had in the past in terms of being somebody that comes in during the nickel downs primarily, and that goes anywhere from the high 40% to about 60-62% is the effective range of a player that is the skill set that you're looking for. Disruption on the quarterback. We needed that with the mix of players that we had last year. Each and every year, I'm going to attack the roster from an aspect of what does it take to get us to a championship, okay? I'm also going to attack it from the aspect of every player that we have, I want to see as much versatility as possible. Okay. Shea was brought in to help us disrupt the passer. We were a better pass rushing unit a year ago when he was in the game than when he was out of the game. That is, again, true this year. Where he hasn't had is an impact on sacks. You know, sacks are king in terms of sacks against you and sacks that you make. They're a huge part of the overall win formula. You know, we have a win formula that has six aspects of it. Sacks is a big part of three of it. Okay, and they have a big determination on whether you win or lose from a statistical aspect. You know, Shea, in the second part of that, so he was brought in as a complimentary rusher. He has produced positively in that area, but we haven't had enough impact. The versatility, and when I look at Shea and study other players in the league that fit his profile, Rob Ninkovich from the New England Patriots, and I'm sure I totally screwed that name up, Jason Babin, who's with Jacksonville now, Jerry Hughes, who's down in Buffalo. The most amazing thing in studying those players, they all had the same size, general size as Shea, speed, fast athletes, you know, very quick athletes, athletes with versatility. All three of those guys did not produce right away for their initial team. It took Jason Babin a long time. He went about five or six seasons without any production. And then all of a sudden he had 18 and a half sacks. Then he had 13 and a half sacks. And he continues to have sacks this year. Okay? Same thing with Rob with New England. His original team, he washed out. He went to another team, no production. Went to the New England Patriots. They found a role for him, and they just re-upped him. He's in his ninth season, and he just got a contract extension. Had 91 tackles this year and 8 sacks. Same body type, same frame, same upside. Jerry Hughes, first-round pick of the Indianapolis Colts, 3 years of no production, way less production overall than Shea. Goes to a new team, they find a different role for him. They use him as a hand-down rusher and as a linebacker. That team, you know, was one of the higher sack teams in the league. He had 10 sacks this year, 41 tackles. What I want for Shea is for it not to take that long, for us to find that role, not for the New England Patriots or the Buffalo Bills or the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Eagles to find those roles, but for us. All those players have a similar skill set. We need to find a better role fit so that he can be productive as a rundown player and productive as a pass rusher.
That's part of this process is as we move forward, you know, with the players that we do have, what is the best way to create uncertainty from an offensive standpoint, to create disruption? And we'll look hard at Shea doing other things besides being lined up at defensive end. And if that means moving him to a linebacker position, as we move forward, that will be under consideration as well. But there's no doubt, as Phil and I watched the tape this week, that you know he's capable of more, and we'll work towards that as we move forward. He's got it in him. It's our job as coaches, and it starts with me to get him in a position to be more successful. And we feel confident we get that done. It doesn't have to be an option to line up Shea at Sam linebacker. It doesn't have to be an option to do that. It's one of the options, but it, you know, to answer your question, it doesn't have to be a 3-4, could it? Certainly. That it just sounds easier because there's four linebackers and there's two other potential pass rushers involved, but it doesn't have to be. But it'll be all that will be on the table as a consideration to how we get more out of him. Well, I can say this is that you know, we know we have the coaching ability to move scheme, to create what we have that kind of intellect in this building. To our job is never to put a. I've said this early on. You know, we're not looking to put a square peg in a round hole. Is Phil is going to do everything he can. He said it here to give us the best possible players that we can, and he did this past year. And it's our job from that standpoint to bring out the best in those players and create the environment schematically to bring out the best in them. So I don't know where we're going to go. Right, I shouldn't say I don't know. Everything is on the table in terms of a discussion. You know, once we get an evaluation in from inside out of what our players can do, then we'll move forward to what we can do with them schematically. And then we'll have an influx of players as well. Phil said it, we're going to get younger. And part of our decisions and how we move forward schematically will be based on the players that are in our locker room. Well, you know, the situation is this, and I'll go back to it. What I saw on the field in the first three games was not what I saw in the last three games. But everything is on the table in terms of going through this process. And I don't want to leave anything hanging out there. We want to make sure we're making mindful decisions. And so what I said earlier is don't be reactive to anything I'm saying. I think that what we started out with was very, very good. And we were on our way to being a highly competitive, highly physical, highly disruptive defense. We try to coach offense here the way we play defense, quite frankly. You know, that Chicago is about defense and playing a certain way. There's a toughness to the way we want to play, and that's what we did in the first three games. I haven't looked at the whole season. I haven't talked to any coaches. I haven't had a discussion with Mel. It's time to put the emotions aside. The coaches need a chance to rest. The last thing you want to do is start making decisions 3 days after a very, very disappointing loss. So it started with Phil and I this week. And we'll move forward with our coaches as they get back here, and then we'll come out from underneath this building, and we'll be very open with the direction that we're going to go.
Yeah, you know, they both have got to get medical clearance. They both have to fully recover. We like both players, you know, and Henry in particular. He's got to fully dedicate himself to rehab. He has to fully dedicate his mind and his focus to football. Which is extremely important. And then, you know, as I've sat down and talked to him, There was a reason we franchise tagged him. I mean, there is a reason for that investment. The under tackle position in the scheme that we're in is the engine that drives the defense. And when he was in the game, even though from a statistical standpoint he wasn't off to a fast start, it's very evident on tape he was a very important part of the defense. So he knows, and that's been related to him, that we signed you for a reason. Now let's focus in on getting healthy, and obviously he has some off-the-field issues that he needs to make sure that he's focused in on football and having a passion for football. Yeah, I've let Roberto know that I was proud of his season and that obviously we will work through it, but, you know, we would like him back, and I'm sure he'll have some choices to make, and we'll see how it goes, but very pleased with his season. He was I think his total, we use Stats Inc. to give us an independent source of disruptions, you know, hits, sacks, knockdowns given up. And a year ago he was at 11 total for the season. This year he was at 5. You know, he gave up, they actually do quarter sacks. They have shared responsibility on how they evaluate sacks. He gave up 3/4 of a sack this year. So, you know, I've told him that I thought he made a big push up. He got a lot better with his overall body position and his head placement. He's obviously very important in terms of calling signals for our offensive line and making point adjustments. He did a lot of good things. I mean, obviously there's some dynamics about where he's at in his career. You know, he's 35 years old, not to get too far into the discussion. But Roberto knows that we want him to come back. Well, you know, after Peggy, after the first 3 games, I definitely knew it was going in the right direction in terms of him putting the team in a position to win games at the end of the game. Okay, that says a lot about a player. I think that Jay's third down passing and fourth quarter quarterback rating very high, and they have been high for a while, but he finished in the top 10 in both areas this year. I think it speaks of a guy that can be a player – that is a reason you win, okay? And after the 3 games, I saw that was evident, okay? Obviously, it took a full season to see exactly where we're at because he did get hurt. What I said about the Detroit game, that showed me a lot about Jay. That wasn't his best day. But you know what? He battled back, and he put us in a position where we could have tied the game at the end. That took a lot. That showed who he is. How he handled the such situation coming back from his second injury and the tremendous pressure that was on him because of the decision that we had made to reinstate him as the starter, how he handled that as a person pregame, game, within the game, after throwing a couple picks, coming back, being a reason that you win the game, how he handled facing a team that has been a tough team for everybody in this building, the Green Bay Packers, how he approached the game, how he played in the game, how he was post-game. That's when I finalized the decision, but we were going in the right direction after the first 3 games. And what I had told him is that those were key, and when he got hurt were key in terms of I wanted to know how he was interrelating with our new staff. And I saw nothing but positives in that area. And how that interrelation was the outcome in terms of performance, which I thought was awfully good in his best season ever. Right. That's a fair question, a good question. You know, we looked at that very hard. I think just about everybody in this league, except for a couple of players, I think it's Eli Manning, maybe Rivers. There's a couple of guys that have not ever gotten hurt. There have been some that have. I mean, we just have to look up the road at our rival. You know, Jay's has started 104 contests. He's been out 12. I think Aaron's been started 89 and been out 9. So percentage-wise, they're not very different. So am I concerned about him? I'm not any more concerned than I am any player and any quarterback in this league. This is a tough physical league. Players do get hurt. I am concerned about how he bounces back, and he showed me he bounces back like a champion. Love to have Josh back. I've expressed that to him. Josh, through his play, has earned the right to have choices, and he's got a lot of them, and he'll have a lot of them. He does know that he has a home here, and that we'll do everything that we can to make it work if he decides he still wants to play here. Okay? So, hey, very respectful of Josh. He's a tremendous human being. He did a great job for the Chicago Bears. He deserves to have those choices, and he deserves the space and room to make them.